Bad news. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. As the end of its fiscal year and perhaps its fiscal solvency approach, the Postal Service remains in the news. Unfortunately, many of the stories and opinions are ill-informed. A national newspaper had a breathless story this week about how the Postal Service is creating mini post offices in convenience stores and the like. That's not new. They're called contract stations. Remember watching a Western and someone would go into the general store to pick up his mail? Most of the articles concentrate on the loss of mail volume in this internet age, or its union contracts. But those aren't the real problems. It's that the Postal Service has to shell out in advance $5.5 billion a year for a pension fund, while it's been overpaying into another pension fund and can't get a refund. Fix either of those problems, and the Postal Service would be making a profit. But with the federal deficit soaring, that's not likely to happen. And that's Stamp Collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.